everybody, Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy that airs every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight we're going to salute advertising and commercials. Yes, the very thing that we take pride on not having around here in public radio is what we're going to take off on tonight. And it seems as if commercials are so ever-present in the media that they're a topic that just about every comedian can't seem to resist taking off on at one time or another. And most of what we'll be hearing tonight are takeoffs on specific commercials, although some of them are takeoffs on genres. It seems that a lot of them took the same approach, which will be sort of interesting to hear. I think I had about five or six different versions of the 50 all-time great melodies record commercials to choose from, and you'll hear a few of those. And anyhow, we've got all sorts of people from Garrison Keillor to Robert Klein, Firesign Theater, Lily Tomlin, Saturday Night Live, all sorts of people. So without any further ado, or adulously, as Brother Theodore would say, let's start off with Robert Klein.
Commercials. Hey, this is a pet subject with me. There's a certain kind of commercial that really turned me off. There's one, for example, Kraft Foods. Yeah, Ed Herlihy has been doing them for years. The recipe ones, you know, like, oh, I have run from the room at top speed. For many, why not take a nice piece of meat, put some Kraft Belvita on it, and screw your family? Why not take a nice Frankfurter, put some cloves and parsley in there with some Kraft Velveeta, and dive right in. And live there for a few months. You know one really horrible commercial that women should be pounding the door down? This is the Geritol. This commercial is a real loser. First of all, they're losing their old market. See, traditionally that was the market, right? But, of course, inflation being what it is, and the fixed income being what it is, old people no longer have money to flitter away on like Geritol. They have to squibble it away on frivolous things like food, you know.
An extra apple, good.
It's really, so, you know, and so consequently they're like heading at a whole new audience now. And they have this very attractive middle-aged woman, 42 or so, on television, doing things, living, acting, very pretty. And they have her husband's voice underneath going, my wife. I don't know how she does it. Brings up the children, takes them to school, does the laundry, goes to the bathroom twice a day. Takes Geritol. My wife. I think I'll keep her. Where does he come off to have the nerve? Really? She has to come before him every day. Will you keep me one more day, honey?
One more day, honey. Move along then. Get back to the kitchen.
I don't like insecticide commercials. It's a typical American kill mentality. To personalize them, make them human-like in terms of an animation. They make me love them, then they annihilate them. Why don't they make them impersonal vermin? Instead, they have to have them cute, doing the bebop in your kitchen.
Wish you're having a ball, Abe.
And I love them. And suddenly this cry of terror, Jiggers raid! And in comes this big fascist bottle.
Self-righteous, hands on hips, and looks around and gives them the old spray.
Not satisfied. Poof! They animate graves and crosses, and then we kills them dead, dead, dead. The words are big. Unbelievable. But no cockroach I ever knew worth his weight in anything could care less, you know.
Hey, Bobber, Jiggers raid! Who gives a shit?
Hey, hold your nose, Frankie!
Hey, Bobber. The energy companies, they're spending more money, all these oil companies, on telling you what they're doing for the atmosphere and, you know, to fight pollution than they are on fighting pollution.
Shell engineers now have oil herder. We're working on oil slicks, you know, and they have this thing that controls oil slicks. And at the end of the commercial, in small print, it says, only in a bathtub or a toilet bowl. Anything larger than a bathtub, and you've got to have the oil slick. How about this? I don't know anything about gasoline, but I do know deck shoes. And if Shell can make good deck shoes, it figures they can make good gasoline. Thank you. And we're sitting home watching, hey, that makes sense, doesn't it?
They have the most impressive voices doing their commercials. They just... Amoco had a commercial running for a long time. They've taken off now. This really self-righteous thing. Guy with a work shirt and a guitar. Just an ordinary guy representing just an ordinary American oil company. Singing, what can one man do, my friend? What can one man do? Searching, thinking, conscience, to fight pollution in the air that's coming out from everywhere. And then they have him taking his baby home from the hospital, and he says confidently underneath, I like Amoco. I'm glad I use it. Of course, what comes out of the pipe now of Amoco is good for my baby. What can one man do, I'd like the president of Amoco to put his mouth on the exhaust pipe of a new car with Amoco chugging in it. You'll see what one man can do, my friend.
Oh, hello there. I'm Newton Ames, talking to you on behalf of the Monolithic Oil Corporation about today's energy situation. You know, if we all just sacrifice a little, we can pull together to beat the current problems of not enough energy. And Monolithic is doing its part by killing most of the birds that nest around our beautiful oil refineries. Birds eat up a lot of food. And as everyone knows, food takes energy to grow and prepare. So the fewer birds there are, the less energy will be wasted. Now, how can you help? Well, if there are any old folks around the house, just set them outside at night. This looks like a long, hard winter, and the fewer people there are, the less energy demand there'll be. Leaving the old folks outside is nothing new. The Eskimos do it all the time. And they know a thing or two about surviving in cold weather without much heat. You betcha. When you drive, don't take your foot off the gas for stop signs, red lights, little children, or anything. A smooth, steady driving technique is the most economical. The cost in human lives, suffering, and property damage will be more than offset by the savings in gasoline. Well, I hope these tips have helped you become more aware that the blame for today's energy situation is on your shoulders and your conscience and not ours. Monolithic Oil Corporation, we want you to pay.
Mobutaba was just another primitive African country till oil was discovered there in 1967 by our scientists. At the time, the per capita income of the Mobutabans was $73 a year. Oil has been a good neighbor in Mobutaba. We're guests here, and we don't want to change anything. Per capita income is still $73 a year. We just want to continue to fill America's energy needs and maybe make a few bucks.
A dollar a gallon?
Mobutaba. Unspoiled, unchanged. We thought you wanted to know.
Meet Ellen Sherman, Cleveland housewife and mother.
Hi, I'm a nuclear physicist and commissioner of consumer affairs. In my spare time, I do needlepoint, read, sculpt, take riding lessons, and brush up on my knowledge of current events. Thursday's my day at the daycare center, and then there's my work with the deaf. But I still have time left over to do all my own baking and practice my backhand, even though I'm on call 24 hours a day as a legal aid.
How does Ellen Sherman do it all? She's smart. She takes Speed, the tiny blue diet pill you don't have to be overweight to need.
And then I collect these paper bags, and I have them right here, all folded and everything, in case anyone needs a paper bag, I have one.
Yes, Speed.
Because I fold them neatly, you know, I don't fold them just any old way.
Why not ask your family doctor for a prescription today? And when that runs out, you can ask your neighbor's doctor, and your mother's doctor, and your college roommate's doctor, and your best friend from high school's doctor, and your babysitter's doctor.
For years, I have had a family problem I could not solve. Dirt, grease, and stains in my family wash. I tried every brand of detergent on the market, but nothing seemed to do the job. Then about a month ago, a man came to the door and asked me to try something new called GER. He said to me, with GER, your problems will be over. Naturally, I was skeptical. But I tried it anyway, and was I surprised? Everything came out perfect, even the tough things. I was so excited, I just had to come on TV and tell you about it. GER contains a new additive called carnivore that seeks out and gobbles up stains like a thousand tiny little piranha fish. To prove it, I have brought some samples from my own family wash. See this diaper? It has been worn 6 days. Disgusting. And look at these grass stains on Billy's chinos. These are really tough. And here, these lipstick stains on my husband's collar. Well, anyway, I am only going to take half a cup of GER. You only need half a cup because it's concentrated. See, you can actually feel it coming on for weeks and weeks now. He's been so indifferent no matter how hard I tried to please him. Because it's concentrated, you save money because you use less and less and less time at home. All those nights he said he was going bowling. I had just been kidding myself along like some kind of fool. Well, the hell with you. GER is not only strong, it is safe for even the most delicate washables like the sheer pink negligee he gave me on our 8th anniversary. You never cared about me. All you ever wanted was supper on the table and no responsibility. Well, you want to know something? Billy isn't yours.
Now, that's one example of what... Oh, there's one other one. Eleanor Roosevelt did a commercial on television, and there was a big hue and cry in the papers about this. They felt it was not dignified for her to appear. Well, it turned out she was doing it for a charity, and the money that she would get for the commercial would be donated to this charity. It's a way of, you know, helping the United Nations, etc. So they have more and more stars coming on television doing commercials, and the money is donated to the charity. Now, first of all, the star doesn't have an awful lot of time for these things. He's very seldom read any of the copy. He doesn't know what it is he's doing. He just comes into the studio the one day. They have the cards there for him to read. The camera's rolling. He reads it, and they send all the checks to, you know, WAIF or Children's Relief or CARE or like that. So this is Sir Laurence Olivier. He's agreed to do a commercial, and the money will be donated to his favorite charity. And he walks into the studio, and it goes like this. I'm awfully sorry. I was detained, so I haven't had a chance to look at the script. Do I just read the cards? Is that on? And you shoot me? Is that with the camera? Fine. Yeah, no, that'll be fine. Fine. Yes. All right. You want to start your cameras? Fine. Thank you very much. Hello. I'm Sir Laurence Olivier. You were probably very relieved, as I was, to hear that you need no longer suffer from irregularity. Could we hold the cameras just a moment? I didn't know it was going to be on this, you see. It says make a face. What kind of face am I making? Well, you see, I don't have it, you know, so I don't... I really wouldn't know what kind of face to make, you see, in that situation. Well, none of my friends have it, as far as I know, and they've certainly never brought it up, although... The occasion, you know, in conversation, it really doesn't present itself, does it? So I wouldn't know the face then. I had no idea it was going to be on this, you see. I'm sort of endorsing it, and I'm sure it's a tremendous boom, you know, for people who have it. They probably feel wonderful after this, whatever you do with them. But I just don't feel it would be in good taste. All right, we can try another. I'm trying to think of the children the money is going to, yes, but I just keep seeing this, you know. No, we can try it again. Yes, yes. I think you, probably like I, will be relieved. Could we change that word? I think that's an unfortunate word. Yes, just give me a minute. Get me William Morris on the phone. Will you have him think for me?
My husband's a writer, and if I didn't make him a perfect cup of coffee, I don't think he would conk me on the head with an omelet pan or shove me down the coal chute. But coffee is important. It's important to him. That's him in the other room, writing.
I'm a writer, and I drink a lot of coffee. So I want my coffee to have that rich, full-bodied flavor. My wife knows this. Now, I'd never hit my wife or lock her in the onion cellar if she didn't make a perfect cup of coffee. But she knows that I demand that true coffee taste. And that's why I only allow one brand in our house. Better coffee than this, there isn't.
I'm putting another pot of coffee on the sink. No, the stove. Do you want more coffee?
Oh! No, thank you, dear. I have a full cup in front of me. But coffee this good, I never grow tired of. And that's important, because after I put in a long day at the typewriter, I look forward to that special time of evening when all the children are in bed, and I sit with my wife, and I have that one last cup of the day.
Here are six more cups of coffee. Oh, I dropped them. Oh, here's one that didn't break.
That's not a cup of coffee.
Not coffee? Cup of coffee?
That's an ashtray, dear. Now hand me the coffee.
Here.
That's not the coffee. That's a baby's block. No, to your left. No, to your other left. No.
Here's coffee.
No, that's a magazine. Now hand me the coffee. There, the coffee.
Now you can get every record ever recorded. Yes, in this one-time-only mixed bag special, every record ever recorded. From the same people who brought you hits of 51, 52, Hungarian love songs, songs that begin with the letter P, every possible combination. Every record ever recorded. We mean literally that. Every record ever recorded since recording began. We drive a truck to your house and deliver every single record ever recorded. You get classical. Ich habe genug, Cantata 82 by Bach.
Ich habe genug.
Johnny Cash, I walk the line. Lithuanian language records.
Sesu, yes. Sesu, yes. Sesu.
Chances are I want to know. Yes, every record ever recorded. Plus, if you act now, an ice crusher. How do you do? My name is Conrad Jarvis, and I've been dead for 6 years. But this record offer is so spectacular, I had to come back to tell you about it.
Yes, you all recognize the saloon song from The Floating Prince by Stein. Now, here's the lilting revenge duet from Il Vino Confuso.
Tom, tarde, morde, et en porco. Che dite? Elete, ch-ch-ch-ch, o il morte, ah!
Isn't that beautiful? It's by a great Italian composer. Yes, he's dead now, but lives on in stereo hi-fi. On this 12-inch record album of 40 great unclaimed melodies. Yes, friends, if you were to go into a record store and ask for them, they would think you were crazy. Hello, I'm Don Giovanni, and I'm proud to speak for the Musical Heritage Surplus Club of Hong Kong. Wouldn't you like to raise the level of your home? Bring your family closer together around the hi-fi, listening to such immoral pieces of art like Bidet's The Fountain or the Duke's Duet from Il Schizofreno. Yes, friends, if you act now, we'll include at absolutely no cost to anyone this collection of 40 familiar sound effects. Who can forget? And remember? And well, friends, they're all yours. Yes, sirree, friends, and if you act in time, we'll throw in this three-record boxed bonanza of timeless big band hymns. Titles like In a Persian Melon, My Spanish Suitcase, The Happy Plunderer, Waltz for Three People, and the Hawaiian Hallucination Song. A cultural landslide to fill your home entertainment center. Right now, to this address.
Right, a Chinese surplus music deal, Hollywood Box 415, California.
This portion of our show is brought to you by Bertha's Kitty Boutique in the Dales for persons who care about cats. And right now, for Bertha's, here he is, cat owner and professional interior decorator, Mr. Butch Thompson. Butch?
You know, in the decoration business, it's the little touches that make the difference in a room. The pillows, the throw rugs, the lamps, and the vases. And that's why if you're redecorating this fall, and if you don't have cats, or if your current cats don't fit your color scheme, I recommend the purchase of a decorator cat from Bertha's. Here's a bedroom I did recently in warm earth tones, using natural woods and fibers, and yet the colors just seem to sit there. Until I placed this orange cat, Rhonda Fleming, at the head of the bed. And I put this brown tabby, Kent, on top of the dresser. Notice how they just seem to bring the whole room to life. I call them accent cats. And when I shop for them, I always go to Bertha's Kitty Boutique. Bertha's has accent cats in every cat color. And they're elderly cats, so they accent your furniture without destroying it.
Thank you, Butch. Bertha's Kitty Boutique.
Calvin! Calvin!
Jawohl! Ich bin Calvin, der Sanitation-Kommandant. Jawohl!
Calvin, ich weiß nicht, was ist los? Das Schmutz in mein Sink. Mein Sink in Stinke.
Hast du nicht Blitzjax, das new All-Purpose-Cleanser?
Ist das nicht dein Bleaching-Cleanser?
Das ist nicht dein Bleaching-Cleanser. Das ist ein All-Purpose-Cleanser. Oh. Ausgeschmierter Schmutz von dein Sink, ausgeschmierter Schmutz von dein Dishes, ausgeschmierter Schmutz von dein Floors. Aus Wiedersehen, Schmutz. Dankeschön, Blitzjax.
Sehr gut, sehr gut. I get some at the store tomorrow.
Today?
No, no, I get some tomorrow when
today.
I shop. What?
Right now.
Right now.
This instant.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you out there with the dirty sinks, get some right now. This instant.
Things have hardly changed on the Louisiana Bayou since oil was discovered here by our technicians a few years ago. A little more prosperity, perhaps, but nothing much else to disturb this sleepy little town. The dawn still brings the fishermen to their boats, as it has for generations. They often sit on the shore now and watch the oilmen go out to their rig. We're working hard to find more oil to meet America's growing energy needs and still leave nature undisturbed. Oil. Organic, natural, necessary. After all, your car won't run on piss.
When you're up late at night, that's when the public service comes on. That's when you get things like anti-alcoholism commercials, you know. Get him off our highways. Sure, he's good. Reduces the population. Who's watching at 4 a.m? Drunks. You have those pathetic ones that really put you right down, you know. Hello, I have one kidney. I'm going to die next week. Give me a dollar. That's Kidney, Box 416, Radio City Center. They always choose an appropriate thing, huh?
Kum Suk is a 15-year-old Korean child who has never eaten. Won't you help?
That's Hunger, box 861. That's Ricketts, box 12B, Radio Cities. It's always Radio City. It's a little cubbyhole. They stuff all the mail in. How many people are really scampering around for a pen? I missed it now. I missed a Korean orphan now. And I blew MS yesterday, and now CP I can't get. And I got a heart fund check to write, you know.
Giant Toad Supermarket. Attention, all money savers in the Richmond, Syracuse, Tri-City area, and all you wonderful people out at Ed Siegelman's Ground Zero Equal Opportunity Apartments. Yes, our manager, Darwin Paul, has opened up his pants early this Christmas to let you in for the biggest in unhealable deep cut discounts. Now, agglutinated beans, giant and hypo size, 2 for 47 cents. Ma Rainey's moleskin cookies, buy the 10 at $1.87. Save on peach pits, this week only, see our boy at the back. Dog food for the doggy? Well, doggone it, we've got all six varieties of Martyr brand kidney and beef offal. Talk to Charlie Cranepool, Ed's dad, at our liquor department about choice USDA bourbon and rump roast cocktail party mix. Last and least, there's plenty of seasick fresh produce at our vegetable counter. Don't worry about the flies, we won't weigh them. So wary shoppers, take the lift out of life and drop your load on the giant toad. We give double discounted multiple identity stamps.
And so with a name like Fluckers, it's got to be good.
Hey, hold on a second. I have a jam here called Nose Hair. Now, with a name like Nose Hair, you can imagine how good it must be. Mm-mm.
Hold it a minute, folks. But are you familiar with a jam called Death Camp? That's Death Camp. Just look for the barbed wire on the label. With a name like Death Camp, it must be so good. It's incredible. Just amazingly good jam.
Wait a minute. Death...
Dog vomit. Monkey pus. We offer you a choice of two of the most repulsive brand names of jams you've ever heard of. With names like these, this stuff has got to be terrific. We're talking fabulous jam here.
Save your breath, fella. Here's a new jam we've just put out. It's called Painful Rectal Itch. You'd have to go a long way to find a worse name for a jam. And good? Mwah. With a name like Painful Rectal Itch, you gotta bet that it's great.
Mangled Baby Ducks. That's right. Mangled Baby Ducks. Picture a jam so good that you'd dare to call it Mangled Baby Ducks. Great jam. It's
wait a
beautiful
minute,
jam.
Wait a minute, this is it.
10,000 nuns and orphans.
10,000 nuns and orphans? What's so bad about that?
They were all eaten by rats. Oh, it's so
hold
good.
Hold it, ooh. Hold it, everyone. Your attention, please. I have here a jam called...
Oh, God, are you in? Oh, jeez, oh, that's so good. It's sick-making.
Oh, that's got to be great jam.
So if it's great jam you're after, try this one. The brand's so disgusting you can't say it on television. Ask for it by name.
And there you go with our salute to commercials and what we heard from, among others, Robert Klein, the National Lampoon, the cast of Saturday Night Live, Lily Tomlin, Bob Newhart, Firesign Theater, Garrison Keillor, and Butch Thompson from the Prairie Home Companion. They do wonderful commercial parodies every week on that show. Stiller and Mira, and Robert Klein, Saturday Night Live. And that's about it for this salute to commercials. Next week's program is a salute to the new crop of young comedians, featuring, among others, Jeff Altman, Jay Leno, George Miller, and Elaine Boozler. So tune in and see for yourself if you think that the new crop is as good as crops in the past. Oh, one thing I'd like to alert you to is that on Sunday mornings, Channel 7 here in town has been showing Rocky and Bullwinkle from 10 to 11, and they are well worth seeing. They're terrific. And that's about it. I hope you can join me next week. Until then, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a nice weekend, everybody.